Our Father and our God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to just be in thine presence, to experience the fullness of your glory, to praise you, to honor you as our sovereign Savior, our Creator, our King, in whom we can always trust and we can always rely on. This evening, oh God, we just ask that you would be with us in everything that we do, everything that is said. Bless my guest tonight, oh God, that in everything we conduct ourselves in decency and in order according to thine will. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
My beloved, welcome. Welcome to Adoration. We are doing a special one here on Zoom. And I'm just excited to have this opportunity to speak with someone who I am really just getting to know, she brings a wealth of knowledge, of Christian experience, and just entrepreneurship, which is so, so vital in our world today. And she does it under the banner of Christ, and that's what makes it really exciting. So, you know what we do here, beloved? We are simply ready to experience anything that God has for us, and we know that through His Holy Spirit, it will be well. I encourage you, as always, to listen, to take in what is being said, and at the end of the day, we know that you will be blessed. With that said, I am going to go ahead and do a little intro. So again, I already hinted that I have a relationship with the young woman that I'm getting ready to bring on. She is an entrepreneur. Oh, she is a woman of faith. She's an author. And she also does incredible things in the legal profession, especially as it pertains to nonprofits. And that's really how I had an opportunity to meet her. So without further ado, I want Adoration, I want to introduce you to Miss Carmen Booker. How are you, Carmen?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing fabulous. It's so good to have this opportunity to share with you and to, you know, have you on the Adoration broadcast. We are on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And so I know that we are short on time because you have a lot of things going on. So we want to get right into the nuts and bolts of it. So for my audience, let me just say that a few years back, I was looking for some help in the legal arena, not even as a nonprofit, but for some estate planning purposes. And one of my board members recommended Carmen to me, and I had an opportunity to meet her, and we ended up actually doing business together. And from there, we have periodically had contact, and now I find myself in need of her services again. So Carmen, I thank you in advance for how you're going to help me even on the nonprofit side of things. So I just want to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, so feel free.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the Adoration broadcast. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
As you mentioned, I am an attorney. I'm also a minister. I have a ministry called Wings of Love Women's Ministry, and we help women overcome domestic violence abuse and widows. And we also help women who have suffered from low self-esteem. We help them to realize that they're really God's masterpiece created by God for his glory, and that they have a God-given purpose. So that's the main focal point of the ministry, Wings of Love Women's Ministry. But I also have a business consulting firm called Compu Perfect Professional Services. And what we do is we establish corporations, limited liability companies, and a lot of nonprofit organizations. And we help nonprofits secure their federal and state tax exemption status, and we help them get funding for their programs and services. We also write and review contracts of any kind. It could be business contracts, service agreements, teaming, partnership agreements, entertainment, real estate. And we also provide estate planning services and conduct trademark searches and registrations to help secure and protect people's brands, basically their business names and logos. So I've been doing this for 25 years, based in the, I'll say, the Washington metropolitan area. But I do have clients in other states, so I'm not limited geographically at all.
Yes, yes, yes. Without sharing all the details, I know that you recently moved, and so it's exciting that you're still covering the area where I need you to cover that, what we call the DMV.
Yeah. Yes, that's
but,
right.
But, you know, since yes, Kara, since we started there on from a geographical point of view, I actually understand that you're from Atlanta, Georgia originally, correct?
That's right, yes. I grew up in southwest inner city, Atlanta, Georgia. I grew up in a single-parent home. Unfortunately, my parents were divorced when I was 4 years old, so my mother took care of my brother and I. And I attended Luther Justin Price High School and graduated with honors, and later went on to attend Howard University because I got a partial scholarship to Howard University undergrad. So I went there and majored in economics and minored in English literature. I love writing, and minoring in English literature definitely greatly enhanced my writing skills.
Excellent, excellent. So, you know, so it's interesting that you went there. So before we actually get into the educational part of your experience, you know, here at Adoration, the first thing that I do is put everybody on the spot because we are a Christian broadcast. So within all of your early experience, when did Christ come into play, and how did you actually learn about him? How did you experience him? You know, things like that.
Okay, well, in Atlanta, I did attend church. I attended a Methodist church, which was within walking distance of where I lived. Now, although I attended church, I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Of course, they read the Bible and had Bible study there, and youth programs, and I sang in the choir, but there was no real personal relationship development with Jesus Christ at that time. So I attended Howard University undergrad, and I also attended Howard Law School. And in 1990, I committed my life to Jesus Christ because life had handed me a lot of bad cards, so to speak. So okay. I began to study the Word of God myself and visit different churches. And in visiting different churches, I realized there was a lot of false teaching that didn't line up with Scripture, the Word of God.
Okay.
And unfortunately, that's still going on today.
Very much so.
But I did join the church later on, which I believed at the time was in sync with God's Word and teaching real biblical truth. And later on, I felt led to leave that church and go to another. You know, you have different seasons in life, different times of doing. So I believe my season at that church was up, so started going to a different church. So now, given the pandemic, I haven't really been going to church services, but I've been listening to Tony Evans out of Dallas, Texas, online, and he's really solid on the word. And so I've been supporting him for over 25 years.
Wow. Okay. Dr. Evans, I believe, is a byproduct of the Baltimore area.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, which is where I'm actually sitting in right now. So we know a lot about him.
Okay, good.
In fact, I have friends that know him very well, almost like family. So his name carries a lot of weight here.
Okay, good.
Yes. So you shared about your studies, specifically at Howard University. What I want to know more, not so much about what you were studying, but what I want to ask, Carmen, is what was it like to be on campus, maybe in an environment that wasn't necessarily Christian? How did you maneuver as a woman of faith in that collegiate environment?
Well, at the time when I attended Howard University undergrad, I was not a Christian at that time.
I did some biblical
truths, but I didn't really commit my life to Jesus Christ at that time. But I stood on good moral ground, because there were times when people wanted me to do things, and I didn't do it based upon my beliefs. You see, for example, someone wanted me to do drugs, and I said, no thanks, not into that. Some people wanted me to participate in some rallies on campus, politically based. And I said, no, don't feel led to do that. Not interested. So, you know, you have to stand your ground.
Okay. I needed you in those days when I had similar invitations extended to me. Unfortunately, at that time, I chose a different path, and I praise God that in spite of my wandering in the wrong direction, that, I was brought up, I can't say that I was brought up in a Christian environment, but I can say that my parents did have a great moral foundation. And at the time where I realized that I had made some bad decisions, at least I could turn to their moral disciplines and concepts, and I could glean some hope there. And then that extended for me into my Christian experience. So I'm glad that you were able to, not just able, but strong enough to actually navigate away from the temptations that are really afforded in this world. So I applaud you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Now, I know that you briefly touched on it, but going to CompuPerfect. What is it that you are doing there, and tell us about some of the accomplishments that you've been able to experience via that business opportunity.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned previously, I've had my business consulting firm for 25 years. And because I've had it for so long, I've come across a lot of people that have dreams and visions of starting a business or starting a nonprofit organization. So Being that I'm a writer, I began to write books. And some of the books I've written are for nonprofits, such as the Nonprofit Board, which deals with board governance, how to get committed board members, how to have effective board member meetings, fundraising for nonprofits, And that one book alone, I give a person over 15 different fundraising ideas that they can implement for their nonprofit organization. And then I have the corporate sponsorship guide and nonprofit sample templates, which is a book that has different templates in it, such as a sample donor thank you letter, sample volunteer agreement, volunteer application, sample press release, and things like that, that the nonprofit organizations can use to help run an efficient nonprofit organization. So those are some of the nonprofit books. And I've also written some business books, and one is called Biblical Entrepreneurship. And God put it on my heart to write, and I did it in about 2 weeks. Because a lot of people have a dream and vision of starting a business, but they really don't know how and what to do. So in that book, I talk about the 7 steps for starting and operating a business God's way. And the first step is a vision. You have to have a vision, because without a vision, the people perish, the word of God says. So vision is key and critical. Everything else is built upon the vision. So vision is like a foundation of a building. Without it, the building won't stand. So that's one of the books. And then I have Connecting You to Relationships that Yield Success, which talks about networking and how to network efficiently with people. And that's what I've done. I've built a referral network with different businesses and different people over the years. So it's good teamwork, and it's a win-win situation.
Wonderful, wonderful. And of course, I can speak firsthand that I will be the recipient of some of your consulting expertise, and I'm looking forward to starting to shore up some things with my own nonprofit. But you mentioned, Carmen, that you are an author, and I'm glad that you brought up your business books, but also you have books that are not about business, but they are more about the Christian experience. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. I have a book entitled You Are God's Masterpiece, which is designed to build the self-esteem of women, because a lot of women suffer from low self-esteem based on how they've been treated by others, whether it's friends, family, or associates. So that book is specifically designed to build the self-esteem of women. Another book is called Discovering Your Spiritual Gifts, because I believe that once a person discovers their God-given purpose, then they're going to live a life of fulfillment and experience true love, joy, and peace. So that book helps them to discover what their spiritual gifts are. And it has a spiritual gifts test within it that they can take and score and find out specifically what their spiritual gifts are.
Okay.
And then I have the Christian Mentoring Guide for Women, because men and women both need to be mentored. So God put that on my heart to develop that. And I have a resource book that God put on my heart to help widows, to help churches and ministries establish a widow's ministry with a support group guide within it, because widows need support, you see, to overcome loneliness and other things associated with the passing of their spouse. So God put it on my heart. I just developed that maybe three years or so ago.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. I tell you, you have so many things going on, and time is not permitting for us to even talk about some of the other entrepreneurial endeavors that you have going on in reference to crafts and things of that nature. But I remember the last time I actually physically saw you, all the displays that you had in your home, and it was just really exciting to just see entrepreneurship right there. I mean, the minute you walk in the door, you can see the crafts and everything that you had on display. I was really, really encouraged about that. But what I want to do in the short time that we have left is I want to just throw out acronym for you, and I know you'll know what this is. It is the letter K, the letter M, and the letter E. And will you share with our audience what that's all about?
Yes, I will. KME stands for the Kingdom-Minded Entrepreneur, and it's a platform that God put in my heart to develop And the vision is to empower, transform, and elevate youth men and women so they can reach their highest potential and gain economic security and help their communities through entrepreneurship. Because I believe that the benefits of entrepreneurship will undoubtedly increase their self-esteem, provide self-fulfillment, and help their community. So in developing this, I've developed a curriculum that has a three-module course to the curriculum. And the first one is developing the kingdom-minded entrepreneur mindset. The next one is action planning, the blueprint for success. And the third module is how to start and manage a nonprofit organization. So people can go to the website, thekingdommindedentrepreneur.info.
Okay. Excellent. And while you're mentioning that, for any of the other areas of expertise that you're so equipped at, are there any other contact locations or numbers that our audience needs to know?
Yes, absolutely. They can reach me via email at the letter K, B-O-O-K-E-R, that's kbooker533@gmail.com. They can also go to my website, the ministry site, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And my business website is compuperfect.net. That's compuperfect.net. And they can reach me by phone, 240-273-2584.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Carmen, I thank you so much for the opportunity to spend a short amount of time with you. I want to actually let you pretty much close us out with just any word of encouragement, whether it's from the Christian perspective or the entrepreneurial perspective or all combined, whatever the Lord is leading you to say. Please close us out.
Okay, thank you so much. If you have a vision, a dream, don't quit, don't give up. It can manifest. And when it does, you're going to impact the lives of many people. So don't let doubt and unbelief kill your dream and kill your vision. Pray to God and ask God to lead and guide you. And he will, because when he gives you the vision, success is guaranteed. Failure is not an option.
Amen. Amen. Well, on behalf of our Adoration family and to all of you all who are listening, whether you're listening during the actual presentation of this broadcast or will listen later on via YouTube or Facebook, we want to just, first of all, show our appreciation for Carmen taking some time out of her schedule to come visit with us. We pray, Carmen, that you would be blessed and highly favored in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for our audience, for those of you that are looking to get into entrepreneurship the right way, the Christian way, the God way, then you already have a resource through Carmen to begin to start that process and to just be encouraged that by doing things God's way, you will always have success. We love you and we appreciate you, and have a blessed evening. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you and your ministry.
Amen.